Dharma which bears its own nature, dharati sabhava. What does it exactly does it mean to bear dharati, bear its own nature? Does it just mean it has its own nature, sabhava?
Yes, because you see that since it's there, it seems like it bears. Mm-hmm. Because it's there. It didn't go away or separated.
Yeah. And sometimes we read that Dharma and Sabhava, the distinction is just a convenience. Actually, it's the same reality.
The Sabhava and
Dharma. So yeah. Actually, it's the same reality.
It can be Tattu or Sabhava or Dharma. But it's not a matter of the language, but about the reality of it.
Yes, and once the reality is known, the sometimes you have to use the language in this way.
Yes, but it doesn't mean that we have to know the word so that we can understand the characteristic.
But usually, all that we know is the language, the labels, the symbols.
Yeah. And what about the realities of what we are saying about? Yeah. Like Sabhava and Tattu, it seems...
I think the problem is that, again, for us, it's not a matter of the language, but some people object strongly to the term Sabhava.
So what about asking about the reality of all these words? Mm-hmm. If they mind about the Sabhava and the Tattu or what? Okay. Mm-hmm. Ask what is the reality of it?
Reality.
Of each?
Yeah.
Exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Different aspect, different words.
Mm. I think that's correct. There's no point arguing with someone whether or not Sabhava is a good choice for such and such. It's totally fruitless. One needs to ask about the characteristic of Dhammas or talk about the importance of Dhammas being understood, each Dhamma for itself.
So sometimes, for example, the definition Dhamma which bears its own nature, it can sound like it's an agency or something experiencing.
Yes, excuse me, if we give example of fire,
yes,
that is fit, this meaning,
yes,
to bear its own
nature. Right.
Of being hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we can be confused by just words, example at all.
And then there's the other one, Dhamma, which is born by its condition. So it's the same, the fire, it has this nature of being hot, or it is born, dharyanti, born by its conditions. So
to
it's the same,
hot,
to be hot. So it's exactly the same.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we read, Sabhava signifies the mere fact of being a Dharma. What about us Sabhava Dharmas? For example, there are some rupas which are Dharmas, but they're Asabhava.
Because they experience their own
special characteristics.
They couldn't arise without all these Sabhava. For example, solidity or hardness, which doesn't have the three Vikara Rupa. And the one which has
are different.
But what about the three Vikara Rupa? It can be other thing else besides different characteristic of the hardness itself, which has that characteristics.
So when it says, oh, well, Sabhava and a Dharma are the same, or it's Sabhava because it is a Dharma, but I mean, Asabhava ones, even though it depends on Sabhava ones.
Whether there is Asabhava with it or not.
If there's not, then it cannot arise.